I collected these questions, and this question will help us to understand our deen. Especially we have some certain questions in our generation need an answer. We need to answer it in order to save the Muslim from the sins or from the ignorance. The brother asked, حكم زواج الأقارب. What is the condition to marry one of your relatives? There is some people, Muslim today, some of the knowledgeable people that said, it's haram to marry your cousin. You are not allowed to marry your cousin, female. Or the girl, she's not allowed to marry her cousin, male. So they make certain kind of marriage forbidden. And number two, this similar to these questions. What about if we consult a Muslim doctor before we go in for this kind of marriage? Because we know it's a lot of talk about this area. In this area, anybody marry his cousins, the child will be what? As the Yahud in their deen, in their religion, they forbid this kind of marriage, to marry your relative.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum. Please, sisters, if you hear me, please, sisters, if you inside the masjid, sister side, please remain silent, because the Sheikh is giving the lecture and some sisters want to listen to the lecture. Please, sisters, please. Thank you.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Osman. We said that before, it's sister, yarhamik Allah. If you come to the masjid and we give a class many times, you come into the masjid for the class and let your sister, those who need to learn their deen, let them understand. Other words, sister, with full respect, we love you. Stay in your house. It's better for you. Because if you come and use the masjid as a club, and to go and make a noise and fighting together and talking nonsense, not allowed. This is the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. People, they need to get the benefits. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Naam. Tayyib. Can I go before I marry my cousin female? Or the girl before she married her cousins? She has to go and consult a Muslim doctor about this kind of marriage. Can we do that? Can we have to do something like this? Sallallahu alayhi Rasulullah. The answer are very simple. Al-aslu fi al-zawaj huwa al-ibaha. If you look to the marriage itself, it's permitted. Unless Allah and His Messenger say this marriage is haram, such as our deen, our religion, al-Islam harram al-zawaj min al-mushrikat, wala tankihu al-mushrikat hatta yu'min, and don't ever marry the mushrik female, those who associate partners with Allah, until they became what? A believers. And the same thing, Allah tabaraka ta'ala say, وَلَا عَبِدٌ مُؤْمِنْ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ مُشْرِكٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ. So the message for the girl, a believer male is better than a mushrik male, and even if you are wonder if he looks very nice and handsome. We know Allah tabaraka ta'ala, when He created the kuffar, the mushrik, he looks very nice. And maybe our girl is, they will open the TV and say, ah, mashallah, look at this. John, what do you call it? The one who dancing, Travolta, whatever it is. Look at this exactly. Look handsome. Look how he talk. Look how he walk. And subhanallah, when you see how he walk like a woman. But anyway, some woman, they love him. You understand? So, same message. For the woman, the man, don't ever marry a mushrik female, and A believer female is better for you than the mushrik. Mushrik female. Mushrika. Mushrika. That's mean to associate partner with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. I was walking actually to the masjid. One of the brother, he cried, he said, my brother, he married Hindus. Hindus girl. She worshipped the cow. You understand? She worshipped what? The cow. And his brother advised, told him, you are not allowed to marry from them. He said, what can I do? Love is greater than anything. Love. Ya akhi, don't feel ashamed to marry somebody worship the cow. You don't feel ashamed. You don't feel ashamed to marry somebody worship the cow. But anyway, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said also to the believer, a believer female is better than a mushrika female. Even if you are wonder, we know that Stephanie and Georgiana, whatever Paul name here, she looks very nice. We don't have any doubt about that. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told you, you marry the purification, az-zawjatu tahira. She's pure. She doesn't make shirk. She will keep your children in Islam. She will obey you. Subhanallah. But the people sometimes, and the brother, he said, the love is greater than anything. So he went and he married the Hindu woman. What kind of marriage is this? This is marriage or what? It is zina. It is zina. You cannot. Come back to our question. Can the Muslim marry his cousin female? That is the question. الأصل في الأشياء الزواج الحل. It's halal to marry the Muslim and to marry from أهل الكتاب, the people of scriptures. It's halal, nothing wrong if she follow the condition. I marry from the Christian and Jew, but she has to follow my condition. And we spoke about this before in detail, the conditions. Subhanallah, ya akhi, when you look, لكم في رسول الله قدوة غير أسوة حسنة. You have a great example for Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, Fatima, she married who? رضي الله عنها أرضا. And Ali for her is what?
Ali?
Ali for her is what? Cousin. So it's permitted or not? He is Rasulullah sallam. If Rasulullah sallam, he learned from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, this kind of marriage is forbidden, he will stop this marriage or not? He will stop it. But what happened to the fruits came from Fatima? Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. Allah. Shahidai ahlil jannah. The two shahid in al-jannah. So, is there any problem, mental problem or disease or inherited? For the disease from their mother or from the father? Never. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, they became a scholar for the Muslim ummah. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. But Rasulullah is sallam, he married who? Who's his cousin? Zainab radiallahu anha ardaha. That's his cousin too. He married her. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in Islam, you put your depend and trust on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. We need from you only very little prescription. You don't need to go to the doctor. You need to marry your cousin Fatima or Zainab or the sister. She need to marry her cousin male Ali or Ibrahim or Ahmed. What she knew cost you for what? Two raka'ah cost you. Go and prostrate to Allah. Oh my Lord, if this marriage is good for me, make this marriage easy for me. And if this marriage will be bad for me and my religion, take it away from me. That's it. You put your dependence and trust in who? Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So don't ever say this kind of marriage is haram unless 100 lie. I know in this family of the girl there is a lot of sick people came from the inheritance in genetics. So sometimes maybe her sister, she married another cousin and she has a children sick, handicapped, mentally problem, physically problem. So we need to go and consult who? The doctor, and tell him, in her family, or is it in his family? In her family, or his family, there is a disease all over the family. Somebody has a mental problem, handicap, because marriage of the relatives. Possible. We don't deny it. But we are the ummah. We put our trust and depend on Allah, but nothing wrong to go and consult the doctor. What about if I want to marry her? Is there any problem? The doctor, he told me, examine me, examine her, and then after that he said, we don't find any problem. Alhamdulillah, bismillah, go and marry her, inshallah ta'ala. So don't ever say it's haram, because some of the Muslim imams in a different masajid deny this kind of marriage. Said, no, don't do it. La ya akhi, al aslu fil islam huwa al hil.
I have a question.
Naam, Sheikh. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you for the lecture you're giving us.
Barakallahu fiik.
Every Sunday. My question is, what's going on right now in Mali? They call so-called Salafi. Can you give us some teachers about the Salafi?
Hadir, inshallah.
And then why they choose
Tombuktu? Until, because I don't want to lose this topic from my mind. If you can give me like a break of time, unless you are in a hurry, you want to leave, I will answer you right away. But could you be around this area? I have a couple of questions related to this area. Can I do it? Jazakallahu khairan. The second question related to this area. A man came to us and he married two women. He has two women. And he has from each woman four children. But the problem is that two women are a woman, Muslim woman, and her aunt. He married a woman and her aunt. And he got four children from each one. And he asked, the first question is this marriage allowed in Islam to marry the woman and her aunt? Her aunt could be related to the mother or related to what? To the father. Can he do that? This marriage in Islam is haram. Haram in Islam to marry the woman and her aunt. Either from the mother's side or from the father's side. Haram. And he asked a sheikh, what we have to do? He asked four children from her, from her aunt. Wallahi, we have a problem. We have a problem in the Muslim community, subhanAllah. And for example, it happened here. So what happened? We tell him right away, we should separate him and her from her aunt. He has to sacrifice the sacrifice, and he has to write away, because the marriage from the beginning are not valid. And the hukm is, what we should do? Can we consider him as committing zina, adultery? We answer, if he knows this marriage is illegal in Islam, haram in Islam, and he did it purposely, said, I love the woman. What can I do? I love her. Let me marry her aunt. Love is greater than anything in this life. And he went and he married her aunt purposely, while he knows the hukm. He knows the rule. It's haram in Islam. If he did that, yes, this man should be lashed. Astaghfirullah. Should be stoned. And Islam consider him is like male adulterer, like a male who commit. And if the woman, she knows the rule of Islam about that, also this marriage is haram, both of them, they should be stoned, because they are married. Different situation if somebody commit adultery and he's young, he's single, but he went for this kind of marriage. So we told him no stoning for him, but we have to do what? Lashed. How many times?
100 times.
Barakallah feek. And what about the children? what we have to do with the children of Sheikh Saeed, who he has 4 children from the aunt. That's his children. If he's ignorant and he doesn't know the rule, Islam doesn't charge him for anything. But it is punishment to what? To separate him from her aunt. That is a punishment. And to take the children and to add it to his other children for his wife, and the relation cannot be continued with her aunt, because it's going to be haram. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. Second question, or third, I think somebody asked me question, the same question in the Masjid al-Taqwa before. حكم إسقاط الجنين المشوه. A woman, she got pregnant, and after she became pregnant, she went to the doctor and she examined herself, and the doctor examined her and her child, and he found the child has a mental problem or will be handicapped, or he's gonna have a danger disease. The question is, is this allowed for the woman after she learned that the child is not healthy? Can she go and she adopt that? Abort the child? Abortion. Yes. Can she go and take it out? They have a different way to take the child. If the woman, she want to get rid of the child, they have either with liquid, there is certain liquid, you understand? And or she jump, or she give herself jump from the bed to the floor, to the ground, whatever she can do, or run fast in order to get rid of what? The child. Remember, the child is not healthy. The child has a disease. Could be mental problem or anything, the medical. They will know about him after through certain exam. Can the woman has right in Islam to get rid of him from this child if she found out that this child is sick, handicapped, mentally problem, he will be paralyzed? Can she take him out? That's the question. We put the open the auction, Sheikh.
This is an unborn child.
Huh?
You're an unborn child. How would you know?
It's like inside the womb of the mother, they could know. Yes, absolutely. This, yes. Let's we say the medical today, the doctor, after certain exam, they say this child is not going to be healthy, is going to have a mental problem, paralyzed, handicapped, whatever is. Let me say about that. Is that permission for the woman? Permission for the woman to go and to get rid of him?
No.
Anybody say yes? So everybody say no? Fadhil Sheikh.
Give the baby 40 days and up.
Give this to Sheikh Saeed. Sheikh Saeed, give it. Tea, Sheikh. If anybody need the tea, inshallah, I have to. May Allah reward as a brother. Inshallah, ta'ala, those who. Wait, faddle, ya.
If he's less than 40 days, she can take him out.
If he's less than 40 days, she can take him out.
If he's over than that, she can take him out.
Right. If he's over than 120 days. She cannot, will be haram for her. Okay. And the second question is, what about if she did and she aborted him? She get rid of him. What is the penalty for that? We have this question also, because this is related to the same question. Anybody else? Tayyib. Sallallahu Rasulullah. The Shaykh, barakallahu fihi, give us the introduction for the answer. Listen for this carefully. We know the ulama are divided to 2 sections. They have 2 different opinions. Majority of the ulama, they said if this child, even before 120 days, why? Because Allah sent the angel to put what? The ruh. Right. The majority of the Muslim scholar, they say it is haram even if the baby was under 120 days. It was a clot. It is haram because hadihi nutfa, this clot, it is prepared by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to send the ruh in. After 120, the ruh will come too. So originally, the baby, the semen made the egg, the semen made the egg, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused the pregnancy. So the majority of the Muslim scholar, they say it is haram, it's still haram. Because if the egg and the semen be caught like a piece of blood, it's mean after 120 days, Allah, He will send the ruh, so you don't kill it from the beginning. You don't. The second group of ulama, few, that's allowed. It is allowed first to do that if the doctor, the Muslim doctor, prescribed that the mother will be in danger if this pregnancy will be completed. Meaning the mother, she has a problem, she could lose her life if this baby will growing, and in order to deliver him, there is a danger act will be against this woman. So you are allowed to take it under 120 days or over 120 days, because we have to save what? Who's alive? We have to save
mother.
The mother. But certain ulama, they say if it's under, as the sheikh said, if it's under 120 days in Islam, you are allowed to take it if you know there is a danger will come to the mother, or the child will have a disease in the future because of genetics are different. Do you have idea? When the woman, she carry 4 chromosomes, and the man, he carry 3 chromosomes, in genetics, the baby is going to have some problem according to the medicine. Right? And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yaf'alu kama yasha, and Allah is the one, He safe. But this is suggestion from the ulama. So therefore, the second group, they said, if this pregnancy will be completed, it will cause a trouble for the woman in health. She may lose her life. Or the child, after they studied the genetics between the man and woman, they found some problem. So certain few scholars, they said, you know, you could take it out. But all of the scholars agreed upon, if the child will be over 120 days, it is haram to take it out. What about if the doctor came and he said he will have a disease, the child? All of them, they said haram to take the child if the child completed or became more than 120 days in the womb of the mother. So certain ulama, they permitted under 120 days, but over 120 days, all of the scholar, they declare it haram to take it out. And wait a second. If we worry too much, in order to take the child out, you never know. You never know. Look, hadith the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-mu'min amruhu kulluhu khayr. For the believer, all the matters in this life, it's good for him. فَإِنْ كَانَ فِي صَرَّاءٍ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. And if he was in good or in a pleasure time, it will be good for him, shakar. He will thank Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah, he provide you and you became rich and you thank Allah tabaraka ta'ala, this is good for you. Because Allah, he said in the Quran, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you praise Allah and thank Allah, Allah will what? Increase you. وَإِن كَانَ أَمْرًا فِيهِ ضَرَّاءَ فَصَبَرْ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. And if any matter in Islam or in any matter in Islam, it will be bad for him, will be bad for him, and he became patient and carry this matter, it will be good for him. Allah will consider him one of as-sabirin, one of those who pass the test in this life, and he became what? Patient. So, and you never know, maybe this child whom you wanted to get rid of him, you understand? You never know, maybe this child, he will be a reason for you to have increase in your provision. You never know. Maybe this child, Allah tabaraka ta'ala, when he born, Allah will save him because ash-shifa'u biyadillah. Recovery and the shifa' by the hand of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah tabaraka ta'ala, he gives shifa for anyone as he will. And if he did not give shifa and you became patient, that is the express act, action for you, or express way for you to enter the paradise in hereafter, inshallah. لِتَكُونَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. لِتَكُونَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. هُنَاكَ فِي بَابٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. There is a special gate in Al-Jannah. Call it Bab ايه يا شيخ؟ الصابرين. Gate of as-sabirin, those who pass the test with full patience. And when the people, millions of people, they will run to enter from this door, the angel stopped them. Who are you? Where are you going? Who are you? Who are you? قالوا نحن الصابرون أمرنا الله أن ندخل من باب الصابرين. Allah commanded us to enter from the gate of as-sabirin, those who pass the test with patience. So if you are patient in this life for everything, therefore, sometimes actually a woman, she give you hard time, day and night. Certain women, they are specialists to make your life miserable. Subhanallah. We don't talk about the sister in Majl al-Taqwa. The sister in Majl al-Taqwa, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, they are excellent. They never give hard time to their husband. Alhamdulillah. We ask, we pray Allah Ta'ala to increase their iman. Amen. And to make them like Fatima and Aisha and Zainab and Ruqayyah. InshaAllah Ta'ala. We don't talk about them. We talk about the people outside the masjid. Because I don't want them to wait for me outside. Anyway. SubhanAllah. She is specialist to give him hard time. And make him mad. Then after that he divorced her. Then he feel guilty, because after he divorced her, she will do what? She cry. Then he got her back and he married her again. He got her back again. Until so and so and so. Therefore, وَعَسَى أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَى أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. We have two things formula in this life. Maybe you hate something and you never know it's good for you if you keep it. And maybe you love something in this life and it is the evil action for you. It is the evil for you. You never know, because Allah is the one, he knows about what's good for you and what's bad for you. So don't ever be rushed and don't ever take like an action. Go, you are divorced. Boom. You never know. Maybe you're gonna have the benefits in this life, or in a hereafter you will be rewarded because you were patient against your. And also the same message for the woman. If the woman, she became patient against her husband, the one who shouting, the one who beating her every time, the one who curse her, the one who shouting on her face every day in the morning, he gave her nice breakfast and nice dinner. What is the nice breakfast is? to curse her, to beat her, so and so, you are miserable, you are poor, you know, I curse the day which I marry you. You never know. Maybe this woman, she is from As-Sabirin, and we advise the sister to be patient with her husband. We know the man, most of the trouble came from who, Ya Sheikh Saeed? From the man, to be honest with you. Most of the trouble. Because the man is nervous, and he needs all his need to be perfect all the time. And so I know, they came to me one day, he said, Ya Sheikh, Allah, my wife, I look for socks in the morning, and I don't find a clean socks. I told her, go, you are divorced. I divorce her. I said, why you divorce her? What you gonna do? He said, and he cried in the front. I said, why? If you love her, why you divorce her? For a socks. Clean socks. Subhanallah. Inna Allahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So we know some men like this are nervous, and he always treating the woman by the word of what? Divorce. If you do that, I will divorce you. If you're not gonna do what, so I divorce you. Divorce, divorce. All her life, day and the morning, divorce, divorce. The woman, she doesn't live in a quiet life. She live in miserable life, وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, because he treating her all the time. And alhamdulillah, when Allah makes the divorce in the hand of the man, it was perfect decision. Because if the divorce will be in the hand of the woman, she will divorce you 100 times a day. Alhamdulillah, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make the divorce in the hand of man. Right, Sheikh Abrahman, or not? Have experience. Ask Sheikh Abrahman. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increase our iman and to follow the Islam, inshaAllah ta'ala. So therefore, حرام جاي لك زوجتك طيب نعم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم the brother he remind us about حديث نعم حديث الترمذي والإمام أحمد وأبو داود وغيرهم من أهل السنن قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر النساء أكثرنا من الصدقات فإني رأيتكن أكثر أهل النار. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he spoke to the woman, to the group of women. He said, oh group of women, oh nation of women, أكثرنا من الصدقات, go and increase your صدقات, charity, pay too much charity, because I saw you the most in the hellfire. Subhanallah, the women are crazy. They shake and they tremble. And subhanallah, Alilima ya Rasulullah, why? Ya Rasulullah, why we are the most in the hellfire? قال لأنكن تكثرن اللعنة وتكفرن العشير. Because what? You always curse, disagree, shouting, so and so complain. وَتَكْفُرْنَا الْعَشِيرِ. And when your husband asks you to come in his bed, he said, no, I'm gonna give you listen. You're not gonna find me for 1 month. I teach you listen. Teach you listen to what? To prevent herself to obey him in the bed. So the woman and النِّسَاء, if the woman, they know, if قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دعا الرجل امرأته ولو كانت على قطب جمل, if the man he calling his wife and she was above her camel, in the bus, in the car, in anywhere, and if the man calling her, she has to get off and she go with her. Yes, honey, I am for you anytime you want. We know some men actually also, they have nothing in this life until they give the woman hard time day and night. Because they sitting in the home, doesn't know. Rifqan bil qawarir. Be patient with the woman. Some of the brothers, they want to catch her in the morning and afternoon, all the time. He doesn't leave her alone. Be careful, yeah, about this. That's the hadith which you're looking for, Sheikh. That's the hadith which you're looking for. يكفرنا العشير أي إذا دعاها الرجل لفراشه رفضت وأبت وهددته ألا تعطيه حقه في الفراش. هذا هو كفر العشير. إياكم إن شاء الله تعالى. نعم
يا شيخ.
نعم
Yes. This happened in my country, where this Indian couple, and several big doctors, and the ochojong so that the child has no hands. No hands. Okay? But the father, he wanted the wife to get rid of the child. But the mother persisted to make a child. She wanted this child. The child born, and the child started to go to school and started writing the thing with the toes. She was an A student from the time she entered school up to the time to do the exam for the junior exam into the senior center. Now she has a PhD and she's also a lawyer in our country. That happened 22 years ago. That same child that has no hands in my country, a girl, went to university in Barbados from Trinidad. She's a lawyer. She quoted a bar in my country and plus she has a PhD.
Subhanallah. You never know. You never know. That's why it's haram. Because you never know. Maybe this child will be a mercy, will be a reason for you to enter the Jannah. Because maybe it will, if you will be patient, فَهُوَ مَغْفِرَةً لِلذُّنُوبِ وَرَفْعٌ لِلدَّرَجَاتِ. If you will be patient about what Allah provide you, and he said, Alhamdulillah, maybe it will be full forgiveness for all your sins and also to elevate you in degrees to enter the Jannah, inshallah. You never know. Therefore, we said the ulama, haram in general to take it off before 120 days or after 120 days unless it will be danger for what? The mother. You got it, inshallah. Clear about this, inshallah. I have a question here. A woman, a girl, I mean, she fell in adultery without marriage. And her father, very tough man. Her family, very tough people. If they know about her sins, she will be what? She will be killed. And the disbeliever, they waiting for this action. I remember they have an accident a couple of years ago. And they got this in the TV. The girl, she has illegal relationship between her and a boyfriend, a non-Muslim. And she always come back in the middle of the night, 12, 1 o'clock. See, he warned her a couple of times. But the girl, she fell in love with a non-Muslim. I remember the day, what happened is she went and she complained to the precinct. The police came and put like a record to record her the time when she reached the house or the conversation in order to save her, because there's nothing came, no threat came from the father yet. But the girl, she came at the 12 o'clock in the night one day, and her father were waiting for her. When she entered, he grabbed her to the kitchen. And the mother helped him. That's her daughter too. And he got the knife and he started beating her and she's screaming. And they bring the recorder. All of us, we hear it in the media. When he killed her. Of course, they send him for the jail. I believe 25 years, whatever. And the mother too. They be called killing the daughter. So, we found ourselves the same problem in a Muslim community. The girl, she without marriage. She won't, and she has illegal relation between her and a Muslim or non-Muslim. Doesn't make any difference for us, because she fell in adultery, in zina. She became pregnant. She hid it. My question to you, if her parents will know and her family, they will go and cut her pieces. Because in Islam, it's forbidden and it is a shameful act. In Islam, and the disaster for all the family members. Can this girl, she get rid of this baby?
No.
And if she's not gonna get rid of him, she gonna face what? A trouble. Can she save this trouble for herself? And she get rid of him for the baby? Or she's not allowed to do that? Huh? Answer me. What do you think?
Not allowed.
Not allowed. What about the trouble which she may receive? Because in order to answer this question, you must be a father. Because a father, he knows actually what does that mean. But if you are a single and you don't know about this, maybe your question is not going to be, you're not going to answer it in a reasonable way. You understand? Father, he knows about that mean. That's mean, and the mother too. It is very, very, very bad decision for the family, for the whole family, if they figure it that their daughter, she became pregnant from adultery without marriage. This is shameful in Islam. This is zina in Islam. What do we have to do with this? The brother, he answered us, he put a very important here point. He said, is the Sharia control the father to actually not to do that? Or to forbid him to do that? He need to know about that too. But it's not the feeling of the father. In Islam, if we, any woman, she's married and she became pregnant, and we have four witnesses against her and the man who did the adultery with her or committed the adultery with her, both of them, they should be stoned. You remember al-mar'atu al-mar'a al-magdu magduliyya al-maghzumiyya al-maghzumiyya حاجه زي كده ان شاء الله. The woman came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, قالت يا رسول الله زنيت. The woman came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and she told him, يا رسول الله, I commit adultery. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he turned his face to the other side from her. The woman, she repeated in the second time, قالت يا رسول الله زنيت. O Messenger of Allah, I committed adultery. The Prophet ﷺ, he turned his face to the other side. He doesn't want to hear. And then the woman for the third time, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I committed adultery, zanait. The Prophet, he turned his face. And in day number four, because you have to bring four witness, she has to declare it four times. What she said, قالت zanaitu, what dalil, and the evidence, I'm pregnant. Here is it. We don't have any doubt here. We don't have to look for what? For witnesses, that's it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he look at her and he cannot do that. And here, this, we need this answer. In this story, we need this answer to answer our question. If the woman or the girl got pregnant, can she take it out in order to save herself from the trouble she may face it with her family? This is very important. I have a sister, she sent the email here for me. She escaped from her family member. She went to another state in order to escape because she became pregnant from the lovely boy, the one who loved her, and she got pregnant from him. The woman, after she declared to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I committed adultery, and the evidence, I am pregnant. The Prophet ﷺ looked at her face, because the Prophet, he cannot kill the child. He cannot. If he killed the woman, he killed what? The child. He killed what? The child. Now, after that, the Prophet told Qara, "Izhabi wada'i hamlik. Go and get until complete your pregnancy and deliver your what? Your child." The woman, she was insisted to purify herself. She carried the baby. After she delivered the baby, she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, O Messenger of Allah, I delivered the baby. The Prophet sallallahu also, he looked to the woman and her child, and he found the child need who? The mother. He told her, go until ardi'iha hawlaini. Allah, he said in the Quran, the woman to feed him for how many?
2 years.
Go. She went and she came back after 2 years. Ya Rasulullah, I say, he looked at the baby, he told, he rejected also to action. He told her, go until your baby became independent. حتى يأكل طعامه, to know how he eats by himself, he doesn't need any help. She came back after couple of years. She says, the woman, how she insists, hold the baby from one hand and the baby hold one piece of bread in the other hand, eat by himself. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ordered, commanded the companion to go and put her in a grave, and they stoned her. After they stoned her, because she need to purify herself, after they stoned, some of her blood came and damaged clothes of number of the Sahaba. The blood jumped from her and came and damaged the clothes of the Sahaba. So some of the Sahaba, they make fun of her. If Allah covered her, why she insisted to have that? Because Allah can forgive for that. The Prophet, he heard the conversation of these number of sahaba, of the companion. He heard them. قَالَ أَتَبْحَكُونَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةِ. You make fun about this woman. Wallahi, إِنَّهَا تَابَتْ تَوْبَةً. Wallahi, she expressed a kind of tawbah, sincere tawbah. لَوُزِّعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ لَوَسِعَتْهُمْ. If their tawbah will be spread over all people in the land, in the whole globe, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive all mankind because of this tawbah for the woman. She was sincere in her tawbah. But in any way, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins and forgive those who fail in adultery. The Sharia said, if anyone commit adultery, don't ever open this topic to anyone. And between you and your Lord, seeking forgiveness from your Lord and make tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. Allah will forgive all the sins. Don't publish it to anybody. Don't say to anyone. Come back to our question now to answer it. The question which we start, the girl, she fell in adultery with someone, and then after that she became pregnant. Can she declare this pregnancy to her family member? Or she take the child out, or to escape to another city, as a girl she did in our cases also, when she sent the email to me, to escape. The brother, the first answer here, I said to escape to other city and live by herself.
It is safe for her.
What about the family now? You know, the girl, she's not allowed to go any place, even to sleep over outside, unless she take a permission from her family. She gonna make Allah tabaraka ta'ala, she disobey her parents and disobey her Lord first. Cannot. Girl cannot in Islam, 16, sweet 16 or over sweet 16, as they call it, to leave the house of the family. Cannot do that at all. Woman in Islam, when she live without permission from the parents, is haram. Is not allowed in Islam, because the parent, the father, will support her until he send her to who? To marriage. That's the formula in Islam. Haram to do that. And also the parents, they will figure it. They will figure it. When the girl escape from the any house, there is no any reason, unless the people think that she did what? Something illegal. Cannot. Because if the girl, she has job in another state, she will say, I have a job in another state, she will declare it. But she escape without telling anybody, that's haram in Islam. Cannot do that. So the answer is, to make it easy for you, she cannot kill the child. Haram. The Prophet, he could send the woman with her baby to stone her, but he gave her a chance until she delivered the baby. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. After the azan, we'll continue inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
السلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Islam. The girl, if she fell in adultery and she became pregnant, is not allowed for her to do that. It's haram. Because Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Don't ever slay such a soul which Allah forbid, Muslim or non-Muslim, except in a state or the cause of what? Justice. You defend yourself, somebody enter your house, try to steal you, try to attack you in your house, and you defend yourself and you killed him. That is legal. You defend yourself. This is the cause of justice. Then, what about if the girl, she did that? And she went and kill and she get rid of him for an abortion. What are going to happen? هذا قتل النفس. She kill such a soul and Allah forbid to kill. وعليها دية. She must pay the دية. You know what دية is? Compensation in Islam against killing soul which Allah created. Allah created and you kill it. There is a diya in Islam. Diya must pay. But what she gonna pay? She gonna pay the diya for herself. She's the one she killed the baby. No matter what, it's not only her. Her and the one who did this abortion for her. If it's the Muslim doctor, he will share with her in the same sins. He killed the child with her. Because the doctor sometimes, they got the money and they don't care it's haram or halal. Please save me and I give you $10,000. He will be happy about the $10,000 and he forgot Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this money will be a hell piece of hellfire onto his body in the day of the judgment. Haram for her. What about she's not gonna pay diya for her to pay, because the diya, the compensation money, you pay it for the family of those who lost their baby or lost their beloved one. But she is a mother. What she gonna? She has to. What is the diya is? Anybody knows? Huh? A bride for to pay for who? For herself? She's the one she killed him.
Maybe the father,
he's not a father. For your information, any man got any child from any woman without marriage, that's not their children. He's not his children. You cannot give a name. The man cannot give the man, the baby, the name. He cannot give his name to the baby, because this is illegal, a child in Islam. This is a child of zina. يقال في الإسلام ولد الزنا. ولد الزنا لا يرث. The child of adultery cannot have inheritance like the other brother and sister from those who came legally. It's not his fault, but this is the law of Allah Ta'ala. And number two, the man cannot give his name to the child of zina, of adultery. That's not your child. What, where will you get the child? Will belong to who? To the mother. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم للعاهر الحجر الولد للفراش وللعاهر الحجر. The child will be for فراش. نعم يا أخي. There is a phone with me here. If you lost your phone, come to me inshallah. So the father is not gonna be the father of the child, but he could support him, he could help him, could send him to education only as a contribution to help, but not his father. So what is the child will be the name of the father? He will be named by his mother, his name as a mother, not on family. She will be the mother of nursing, because if this child will suck 3 to 5 times of sucking the milk from the mother, he will be her son, her daughter in nursing, not that like the other regular mother. But the child will be named by his mother, not by the father. Therefore Allah says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تقربوا الزنا فإنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. Don't ever come closer to the adultery, because it is gonna be a biggest evil action, a biggest evil deeds. You cannot do that. So what does that mean? Don't come closer. Meaning, if they told me come to the club, you're gonna have like what you call it, a sheikh, Google, whatever it is, to watch the girl or to have the preparation of adultery, movie, magazine, Atlantic City, whatever it is, this atmosphere will encourage the person go to the beach. When you go to the beach in the summertime and you find the girl back and forth in the front of you, Allahu Akbar, and your eyes will come out from your head. Then after that, it will be translated, because the shaitan, he will follow you every second. Yeah, look at this. Go ahead, man. Free man, go ahead. It's in America. You understand? Subhanallah, the girl here, the mother, she will be happy. When her sweet 16, she went and she sleep over outside with bunch of kids, she will be happy. My daughter, she became great. And she will be sad if the girl, nobody come to her and to take a boyfriend, she will be sad. That is the different formula here in this country. Naam. May Allah save our children, and may Allah save us too. So haram to take it, but the question is still, what is the diyah here? To pay diyah, penalty, money, penalty to diyah. So the second situation will be what? You fast 60 days continuously. To fast how many days?
60
days continuously. If she's sick, she's not allowed, or she is not able to fast, how many ones she has to feed? 60 indigent. 60 indigent or poor people. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. This is the fighting in the fiqh between the ulama. Now, hadar, 1 second. The last question here, in order before I pray. You may find you marry your girl in the beginning of your life, and you tell her, I need a child. She told him, no, not now. We need 5 years at least to build ourselves, to make money, because a child is so costly in this country. Let's we postpone it. So sometimes actually the girl, the woman, she need a child, but the man, he need to work first and make money first. Can the woman, she's stealing the man and she sleep with him and without approval from him and to become pregnant? That's another question. Another question. The girl, she need to marry, she need a child. Brother Abdul Rahman came back from Senegal. Not Senegal, Guinea. Not Guinea. Ghana. Don't be sad. So what happened is, he came and he need to build himself. His sister, his wife, Fatima, I need a child. I am a mother. I need to feel. I so and so. Not now. We have to make ourselves. I have to make $50,000 in the bank first. 5 years. 3 years. But the woman, she doesn't satisfy about that. Can she do that? And because if the woman, she need to become pregnant, is there anything actually will stop her? No. The man, yes, she could be controlled. But the woman, she has a plan. If she need to be a pregnant, she could do that easy. Trust me. Because in the time of the surgery, in the time of the operations, everybody will be above the clouds. He will be swimming in the ocean. You don't feel. If the woman she need, she will have the child. Can the woman she has the child without approval from the man? Yes. Is that allowed in Islam?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Ash-shar'a, ash-shari'a. If you have a child, must be approval from both. Nobody will, if they have agreement to have a child and al-azl, to protect themselves naturally, I will say, I know it's going to be difficult for you, my brother, to use condom. I know there is no shame in Islam. We have to face it. But if they agree not to have a children, both, and they need, one of them broke the promise and need and to have a child, he cannot do that. Sharia command both of them to agree about the child, when the child come or not. Agree. But if one of them fear to have a child because it's costly, my life will be miserable, I don't have money to support the child, it's too much, I'm gonna send him to school, babysitter, whatever. Fatima work with me. If she became pregnant, she's gonna sit home. She's not gonna help me. And everything's business. The sister, my wife, she working also. I need her money. Therefore, both of them sometimes they agree not to have children. So what happened after that? What we do about this? Both of them must approve it. But not allow for both of them to have this niyyah, to have this intention. We fear to have a children because poverty, because I will be poor, because I cannot support him, because I have an intention to marry sister Fatima for 1 year and then I kick her out and look for Zainab. Some people marry the woman for a temporary. Let me take the green card from her and I will give her actually the door open and I kick her out. Haram in Islam to marry the woman under the temporary contract. When you marry the woman in Islam, you must marry her without intention to divorce her or to kick her and leave it for Allah Ta'ala. That is a marriage in Islam. If marriage is not joking in Islam, divorce is not joking in Islam. This is a serious matter. Allah command all people to marry and to have children and not to divorce from time to time unless something happened difficult between both of them. So we have to let them leave each other. But in the mere effect, again, if they fear to have a child because in the beginning of their life, because they fear al-faqr, poverty, I cannot support him, I so and so, haram for you to have this intention. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم نحن نرزقكم وإياهم. And another آية, نحن نرزقهم وإياكم. Verily we're providing you and them. Verily we're providing them and you also. You never know, with every child Allah will give it to you, your risk, your provision will be where? Up. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقَهَا. Anything life in the whole land, Allah send it with a provision. Wallahi, I saw something in Discovery Channel. Discovery Channel. There is a blind snake. A blind snake goes in the grave. And then there is another animal looks like a big rat, attacking another animal. And after attacking the other animal, this big animal took it and dragged it and leave it at the door of the snake. The snake is going up in the tub and take his food and go inside. Subhanallah. And blind snake, everything alive in this life, Allah guarantee to provide you. Don't fear about the children. Don't fear the number of the children. You may know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث البخاري ومسلم, يا معشر المسلمين, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, تزوجوا الولود فإني مفاخر بكم الأمم يوم القيامة. تزوج, when you looking for the wife, you have quality, the description of the wife. The Sharia told you about the description. تزوج الولود, marry the woman whom she have you a dozen of children. She's able to do that. But if you marry Stephanie or Susu, she gonna tell you, no, my body will be bad. I cannot give you more than one child. It's enough for you. I don't guarantee you. I don't trust you. So you find a Muslim today, one or two maximum. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told you, تزوج الولود, when you choose a woman, marry the woman whom she produce what? A lot of children. Because with every child, Allah will increase. If you need your risk, if you need your salary to be up, go and have more children. Wallahi, this is the right thing. And Allah is the best in His law. Al-walud, al-wadud. And when you marry the woman, you marry the woman whom she is what? Lovely. You know what's lovely is? When you come back home, she give you a big smile. Welcome, my beloved. I miss you the whole day. Not the woman, when you enter the house, she prepare a big list for you. Your father, your mother, your children, your neighbor, everybody. You are not love me. So hell, waiting for the man. The man working the whole day, and she waiting for. She prepare a list. She sit down, have the piece of paper and pen to give him every single complaint. La. The Prophet said, Al Wadud, the lovely, the piece of the chocolate, the kind, the nice, the one she nice. This is exactly. I don't want to come back home and the message for the sister. I found a soldier waiting for me in the house, raising the sword or the gun, waiting for me. La, I need to come back home. I found my house very comfortable, clean, nice, with a big, nice clothes. Sister, waiting for Allah made you a wife to prepare. You know what's your job, sister, in Islam? To prepare yourself and make yourself the best woman, beautiful, smelling good. I don't want to come back home and I found my wife welcome me and her clothes, the one she used in the kitchen, she sleep with me with the same clothes. Because I'm going to smell what? Instead of perfume, I'm going to smell, yeah, Sheikh Saeed, garlic and onion. This is the life of the Muslim. We need to make our life excellent, perfect. And my boss, he finished the salah right now, and it's coming to me. I have to finish, other way I will be punished today. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brother, inshallah, I'm going to answer your question, inshallah, after, inshallah ta'ala, about Mali, inshallah ta'ala, and we'll discuss about this, inshallah. But Shaykh Usman, fast. Salafi. People scaring from Salafi people today. even in Egypt. The most famous in Egypt now, his name is Al-Shaykh Hazim Salah Ismail. Hazim Salah, his father was Sheikh, great scholar from Azhar. People rejecting him now because he has a long beard, because he's Salafi. Salafi. Salafi mean it's not like a school. Salafi, it's mean to follow the four steps of a Salafu Salih. They scare from these people today in every country. Why? Because they want to practice the Sharia. Because they want to practice the Sharia in their country. Because they work against the corruption. Because they work against the operations. So people, they don't want, they need the Muslim country to be what?
Liberal,
mild, modern. Actually, haram, it's okay, haram, don't worry about it. La. Islam is Islam, therefore the people is scared from Salafi, and the best people to rule, the people who knows Allah, who knows the Sharia to Islam, because they will fear Allah, and they will rule with justice, with Muslim and non-Muslim. Ask Allah to reconcile all of us. Allah taqabbal minna wa aqbal minna wa ja'alna sababan min ihtada wa khinna jannah wa al-haram. Jazakumullahu khayra for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.